Nolte, Meet poll minus 64% of Democrats do not want Joe to run again. By John Nolte on July 11, 2022. A New York Times/Siena College poll shows 64% of Democrats do not want Joe Biden to run for a second term. Only 24% prefer Joe over another Democrat in 2024. Everything in this poll is bad for his fraudulency. His job approval rating has collapsed to just 33%. A clear majority of 60% disapprove of the job he is doing. His unfavorable rating is 58%. His favorable rating is only 39%. The far-left Times, which has obviously launched a crusade to force Biden out of running for a second term, and began that campaign Sunday with long-overdue questions about Joe's advancing age, is using this poll to paint a very dark picture of Biden's America, an America that needs a different Democrat to run for president in 2024. President Biden is facing an alarming level of doubt from inside his own party, with 64% of Democratic voters saying they would prefer a new standard-bearer in the 2024 presidential campaign, according to a New York Times/Siena College poll, as voters nationwide have soured on his leadership, giving him a meager 33% job approval rating. Widespread concerns about the economy and inflation have helped turn the national mood decidedly dark, both on Mr. Biden and the trajectory of the nation. More than three-quarters of registered voters see the United States moving in the wrong direction, a pervasive sense of pessimism that spans every corner of the country, every age range and racial group, cities, suburbs and rural areas, as well as both political parties. Only 13% of American voters said the nation was on the right track, the lowest point in Times polling since the depths of the financial crisis more than a decade ago. The thing you have to remember about media polls is that they are just weighted to fit the left-wing agenda. After all, this is the same New York Times that told us Donald Trump had only a single-digit chance of defeating Hillary Clinton in 2016. Put another way, the fake media do not use polls to measure or reflect public opinion. Instead, the media use polls to manipulate public opinion. The Times could have easily weighted this poll to be less devastating for Hunter's dad. The Times chose not to. So what more do you need to know about the Times' agenda? On the job approval front, only 70% of Democrats approve of the job Biden is doing, while 25% disapprove. That number should never dip below 85% approve, 15% disapprove. Biden earns just 62% approval and 30% disapproval among black voters. Again, those numbers should also be in the 85-15% range. Hispanics have almost entirely bailed on Joe Biden and the pronoun party. Only 32% approve of the job Biden's doing, while 63% of Hispanics disapprove. The number one reason Democrats do not want Hunter's dad to run again is his job performance, 35%. A close second is his age, 34%. Nothing else registers as high. Third place is not progressive enough, 10%. Fourth place is prefer someone new, 9%. Imagine that. Imagine that the number one reason your own party wants you to step down after only one term is the terrible job you are doing. Well, when only 13% of voters say the country is on the right track, while 77% say the wrong track, that's what happens. As I've been saying for more than a year now, Biden's poll numbers will start to crater only after his base begins to erode. If you can hold on to your base of support, you can keep your job approval rating in the low 40s. I had expected the bottom to fall out of Biden's base after the November midterms, after the coming wipeout. What hurried that discontent along is probably two things. The first is that the economy is sinking with no light at the end of the inflation tunnel. The second is how demoralized Democrats are now that they've lost the institution of the Supreme Court, with almost every major ruling not going their way. Especially abortion, the reality of a Trump court that respects its duty to the Constitution has taken the wind out of the left's sails. They want a young, vibrant fighter, you know, like Hillary. Even Lyndon Johnson wasn't facing this sort of rebellion this early in his first elected term. What we're seeing is unprecedented. Joe Biden is unquestionably the worst president in history. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.